A barbaric scene in Normandy yesterday, an ISIS-inspired militant broke into a church and brutally hacked to death Reverend Jacques Hamel. France's President François Hollande tried to remind people that France is not the only nation threatened by terrorism, but people's vulnerability so recently after the attack in Nice has the French turning inward.
Today we must be clear that the terrorists are ready to do anything if we do not stop them. And this is all we want to do is through new laws, new means, forces on the ground. French people need to know that these people are forces, cohesion between us.
French President Hollande speaking outside the church where the attack took place yesterday. While the president tries to spread messages of unity and strength, the mood is darkening over the nation of France. Samuel Laurent is a consultant and author of several books on the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda.
It's a sense of extreme vulnerability, extreme despair, and I would say now also a real sense of anger. A lot of things have been, I would say, collided over the past months, like terror attacks, social tensions, and actually now the population in France is in absolutely a hopeless mood and start to realize that there's pretty much nothing our security apparatus can do to counter the terrorist threat we are currently facing.
Would you have expected a situation like this, which is so deeply emotional for French people of all political persuasions, to have had a much greater impact on the positive political strength of Marine Le Pen?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you know, the Marine Le Pen will be the biggest winner of this confrontation. Actually, the two winners, obviously, there are radical Islamists on one side that are eager to see Marine Le Pen on power, because obviously the aim of the game is to antagonize the Western components of French society and the Muslim one. And on the other side, obviously, Marine Le Pen is giving a very, very tough and logic speech about the migrants and so on. So obviously this is a very theoretical way of explaining things, and it's too easy and too simple, but it starts to find a really positive and sympathetic ears among the voters. So definitely she will be the biggest winner of all these terror attacks and so on in the political spectrum in France.
Will people in the street decide this ultimately if they feel that nothing is changing fast enough?
Yeah, exactly. The people are deciding that, because actually the speech about migrants, the speech about the fight against terrorism, the speech about the way to handle radical Islamists in France, everything has been so confusing, either from the right, either from the left, that obviously now we're reaping the seeds of what has been sowed. And the French population is extremely angry. And obviously, when you're angry, that goes to the extreme, that feeds the extreme of the political spectrum. And I would say that for most of the French people now, first of all, Marine Le Pen has gained much more credibility than her father. Her father was really an outright extremist, getting some talks about, for example, the Holocaust and so on, that were totally putting him down. Actually, Marine Le Pen has been much smarter. She has been elaborating some speech that were much more soft and much more smooth in some way. She gained much more credit. And nowadays, she's the only untested value in the French political arena. So even if she cannot hold the full presidency, because that would be massive, her coming to the presidency would mean massive social unrest, and probably she would never last a full mandate, but there are reason to fear that, yes, over the next presidential election, we might see the National Front making significant gains.
Samuel Laurent is a consultant and author of several books on the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. Thank you so much, Samuel.
Thank you very much, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.